Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Welcome back to The Science Behind Dreams. In the last episode, we explored why some dreams feel so real that waking up feels like crossing a border between worlds. Today, we move into a topic that has fascinated humans for centuries, a question that sits at the edge of science, psychology, and mystery. Could dreams be shared? Have you ever dreamed of someone, only to find out they dreamed of you the same night? Have you ever woken with the strange feeling that a dream didn't belong to you alone? Across cultures and generations, people have told stories of lovers, twins, family members, and close friends who claim to have met in dreams. Are these stories coincidence, emotional resonance, or something more? Let's explore what science can explain, what psychology suggests, and why the idea of shared dreams refuses to disappear. Dreams feel private. They happen behind closed eyes, inside a single brain. Yet humans are deeply social beings. Our thoughts, emotions, and memories are shaped by others. It should not surprise us that dreams, too, are influenced by relationships. When we're emotionally close to someone, our minds are constantly attuned to them. We anticipate their words, mirror their feelings, and carry their presence even when they're not physically near. At night, this emotional imprint doesn't disappear. It often becomes stronger. From a psychological perspective, many so-called shared dreams can be explained by emotional synchronization. When two people share strong bonds, they also share routines, conversations, worries, and expectations. If both are thinking about each other before sleep, their dreams may naturally move in similar directions. When those dreams overlap in theme or imagery, it feels extraordinary, even if it's rooted in shared experience rather than shared consciousness. Memory plays a powerful role here. Dreams are built from fragments of waking life. When two people experience the same events, talk about the same concerns, or anticipate the same future moment, their dreaming minds may use the same ingredients. If they later compare dreams, the similarities stand out, while differences fade into the background. This is not deception. It's how human memory prioritizes meaning. But psychology alone doesn't fully explain why some shared dream experiences feel so precise, so emotionally charged, and so difficult to dismiss. Consider twins. Identical twins, in particular, often report unusually similar dream themes. Studies show they share not only genetics, but also patterns of emotional processing and imagination. When they dream, their brains may organize memories and emotions in remarkably similar ways. This can create dreams that feel shared, even though each dream occurs independently. Then there are moments of crisis. Many people report dreaming vividly about a loved one just before receiving bad news about them. From a scientific standpoint, this can be explained by subconscious awareness. The brain is extremely sensitive to subtle cues, changes in communication, tone, routine, or silence. At night, the dreaming mind may assemble these clues into a powerful emotional narrative. When reality catches up, the dream feels prophetic or shared. Now let's talk about shared dream content, not shared consciousness. Two people may dream of the same place, the same conversation, or the same emotional event without literally entering the same dream space. The similarity arises because both minds are processing the same emotional reality. Dreams don't need to be identical to feel shared. They only need to resonate. There is also the phenomenon of dream incorporation, where a conversation about a dream influences another person's dream later that night or the next. Humans are highly suggestible during sleep. When we hear a story, our minds often replay it. Over time, repeated storytelling can blur the line between original dreams and later reconstructions. Still, many people insist that their shared dreams go beyond similarity. They describe interactions, dialogue, even mutual awareness within the dream. Science has no verified evidence that two brains can directly connect during sleep. There is no known mechanism for shared neural space or dream transmission. But the absence of evidence does not erase the experience itself. From a neuroscientific perspective, dreams occur when the brain's internal networks activate without external input. That makes dreams intensely personal. Yet humans also possess powerful systems for empathy, mirroring, and emotional attunement. When two people are deeply connected, their inner worlds may align more closely than we realize. Dreams may reflect that alignment. Culturally, shared dreams have been interpreted in many ways. Indigenous traditions often see them as spiritual meetings. Ancient cultures believed souls could travel during sleep. Some Eastern philosophies suggest consciousness is not fully individual, but part of a larger field. Modern science does not support these ideas, but it also cannot fully explain why the human mind experiences such profound connection in dreams. What matters most is not whether shared dreams are literally shared, but why they feel meaningful. These dreams often occur in moments of love, loss, transition, or deep emotional intensity. They remind us that dreams are not isolated events. They are shaped by relationships, memory, emotion, and longing. Shared dreams may not prove that minds meet at night, but they do prove something else. Human connection does not stop when we fall asleep. Our bonds continue to echo in the quiet hours, shaping the stories our minds tell when the world goes dark. Perhaps shared dreams are not about crossing into someone else's mind, but about how deeply another person has entered our own. In the next episode, we'll explore what happens when dreams disappear, why some people stop remembering dreams altogether, and what that silence might reveal about the mind. Until then, sleep gently, stay curious, and remember, even in dreams, we are never entirely alone.